BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Pod 88 WP, Jake Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Clock it in. You know what today is? Today is Friday. Friday. Yes, it is. It's going to be a rainy Friday inside. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 47 degrees right now. Today's high is going to actually top out near 67. It's going to be a warm day, but a wet one. Dealing with a little bit of rain sprinkles this morning, but later on, probably after about 10:30-ish, the rain chances are going to increase, and they're going to get heavier throughout the day, and it's going to be with us all the way until tomorrow night. So, yep, if you're headed out the house, get your rain jacket, get your umbrella, because it's going to rain on your head. It's going to rain on your head. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up, the comedian Burbay.
I say good morning.
Raining on the west.
Good morning.
Raining on the east.
Good morning.
Raining on the north.
Good morning.
You know it's raining in the south.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling on this Friday, big dog?
I'm feeling good because it's Friday.
There you
are. I can't. You know I love Fridays.
Man, it's January the 3rd already, man. These days just flipping.
Two more days.
It's your birthday.
Yes, sir.
Your birthday Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Leslie. She had a hell of a birthday yesterday. Celebrated her birthday here at the station.
Right. Her birthday was yesterday.
Yesterday. Did her thing. And your birthday is Sunday.
My birthday Sunday, boy.
What you doing for it?
I'm having a big event. Something different. Something different, man. I'm having a game night.
Okay.
So y'all go to my Instagram, see where the game night going to be. Pull up. It's going to be so fun. I'm hosting the game night.
So what do you do on a game night?
We're playing Black in the Day.
Okay.
90s trivia.
Okay.
It's going down. We're just going to be asking if you think you know 90s culture. That's what all the questions are going to be about.
Yeah.
You get to win a cat. Like the people are involved.
Yeah.
It's not just it's going to be certain people. No, you get there, you write your name down, you put your name in the bucket, and if I pull your name, you have to come to the stage and participate.
Oh, that's dope.
And
so it could be anything. Like any game, we could be anything. Playing any game when we come to the stage.
It could be any. You're going to be playing the game. Like the way it's set up is a red team, yellow, green, and blue. And I pick four names out of all the bins have that same color. I pick the name up. If I call your name, you come to the stage. I'll be asking the questions. If I ask the question, you hit your little buzzer thing.
And are you going to have a buzz and everything?
Man, listen.
Are you putting some little money into this production?
Listen, it's going to be something. It's going to be something now. It's going to be fun. I ain't want to do like... Comedians always do a birthday bash comedy show. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do what everybody else does. I want to do something different.
And what's up?
So we're going to have a game night, man. It's going down Sunday at the Comedy Zone.
Okay. Then what it is.
You feel me?
All right.
You pulling up?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Let me check my palm.
Nah, you going to be... All right. All right. I watch.
Huh?
Watch.
If I don't fall asleep, you know, I might be asleep.
Your ass ain't falling asleep.
That's what you was doing when I was waiting on you to pull up to the great American No Limit Larry New Year's
Eve. Now, Larry, I done came to...
What
you do for your birthday last year?
I didn't do nothing.
When the 935 reunion, I was there.
Don't talk about that.
I came to the White House, I don't know how many times.
What is that? I don't even know what club that is.
You a damn lie, they pay you, though.
Good, that's what they do. Man, we got to ask back to y'all this morning. If you watched the Surviving R. Kelly part 39,000 last night, we actually caught up with the man who was behind the whole Surviving R. Kelly.
And he got mad at us.
He did get mad. He hung up on us in the end of the interview. We're going to play this interview for y'all later on in the morning. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. We asked him all the questions y'all wanted to ask him. Trust me, we put him on the hot seat.
Yeah, we did.
His name is Jesse Daniels. Jesse Daniels of Lifetime. He's the one who was behind the whole Surviving R. Kelly documentary. All right, let's get it started this morning with Inspiration Power Word. It's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
Let's talk.
talk about.
All right, your Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by, MLK, baby, the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. You already know we got a lot of free events going on. You want to know about some of the events that's going on, like the Uptown Holiday Parade is going down Saturday. You know it's going to conclude on that Monday with the big, big holiday celebration and the prayer breakfast. Log on to power98fm.com for more details.
All right, and using the hashtag MHQOTD, today we want to know, which rapper do you think will have a big year?
2020.
A big 2020.
A big 2020. Which rapper?
Which rapper do you think will have a big 2020?
I got to keep a home team, man. I think DaBaby is going to continue to do what he did in 2019. I think he's going to have a huge 2020 as well.
I think Roddy Ricch.
Roddy Ricch is killing the game right now.
He's going to have a huge 2020. I think what DaBaby was last year, Roddy Ricch, I don't know if he'll take off like DaBaby did, but he'll have a similar year to it.
Yeah, he's killing the game. Hey, you know who else? Even though I know I hate to admit it, I think that boy Rod Wave is going to have a huge year too.
I don't care nothing about Rod Wave.
Yeah. I know you mad at him because he cussed you out in his DMs, but it's okay.
It wasn't even DMs. It was in public. How dare you? How dare you?
He young, baby. He got to learn.
Female-wise, I think Cardi coming back strong.
Yeah, I think Cardi is coming back in 2020. And Rihanna. I mean, but she's not a rapper, though. So.
Right. But I think Rihanna better do something. These people act like they about to ride.
Yeah, they about to ride because this R9 album didn't drop.
Right. But who cares?
I do. I care a lot. I care about
you. Like Rihanna like that?
What? But listen, she looked at me at the concert in my eyes.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Whoa, that's all I needed right there, baby. You know, it don't take much, baby. It don't take much. She looked at me in my eyes at the concert. I'm forever a fan. Okay. Forever. You better not say that. You know how people do? They got the beehive?
Yeah.
I got the rehive. Keep on playing with Rihanna if you all want
to. Okay. Shark, who you think, Shark?
Those are not the reflections. I'm agree with Burt. I'm gonna go with Roddy Ricch. Yeah. Of course, DaBaby, we know, but Roddy,
he on one right now.
He definitely is.
That whole album, boy. So please excuse me for being antisocial.
Boy, I seen him play the piano the other day.
You did?
See that? I said, oh, he gone.
Yeah, he out of there.
He playing the piano.
What? Now, he ain't just playing it. That boy playing it like he a classical piano player.
Stevie.
Okay.
Yeah, he played it on stage during the show. First time I ever seen it. I seen it online. It's crazy.
He out of there, man.
Yeah, I agree. I can agree with that, too. Roddy Ricch is doing his thing. But you can't count out little Rod Wave out of Texas, though, man. He's doing his thing, too, so.
I mean, I can count him out.
If he can get it together.
Yeah. But, yeah, he got to get it. I mean, but Burp ain't hating on him because he cussed Burp out.
He cussed Burp out, but his business ain't together. So, yeah.
His
business ain't together. But
I think he's going to get that part together because that's not hard to get together. And I think he's going to have a huge year.
He ain't going to get it together cussing out radio personalities. Well,
you ain't nobody older.
I ain't going to interview your ass. I tell you that much.
You ain't nobody older. Get up and cut. Hey, man, hit the hashtag.
Can't remember how hot your song is.
Hashtag MHQOTD. Which rapper's going to have a big 2020 in your opinion? You can slide in our DMs. You can hit me at I Am No Limit Larry.
And you can hit me at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word. I had my name first.
Or check out the show DM at NLLMMH, or you can definitely leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit.
Man, these folk got to hit his no cap.
All right, man, your first Nosy Neighbor News quickie of the morning belongs to DaBaby. Hitting all the blog sites yesterday afternoon. DaBaby was seen in a video posted by TMZ.com being detained by Miami police officers and held on what they're saying is questioning in a robbery. They're saying that it involved his entourage and a promoter in Miami. Saw details we have right now that his vehicle was pulled over, and he was the only one detained again. He was the only one detained and brought in for questioning in what they're saying is an apparent robbery caught on video. So we're just waiting on more details to break about this, but that's what happened. And I know everybody's been questioning, well, what's going on? Well, that's what the details we have right now. And more update coming up for you in your Nosy Neighbor News at 7:24.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Stand wide late, Bryson Tiller. It's her fault, baby. Love. Charlotte's Plug is Pod 88. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. That why I lay right there, Bryson Tiller, love her fault. I like that one right there. LOVE.. LOVE.. Okay. I like that one right there. You like that one?
LOVE.. Yeah, I do.
That's what he said in the song. LOVE..
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's the big deal. It's love. He's talking to me, telling the story. It's love. It's,
he
but
can never be.
It's her fault. You know what I mean? It's her fault this time. It's her fault. High today in the Queen City is going to be right near 66, 67. And if you go out there in this rain and you don't have a raincoat or you don't have an umbrella, it's your fault because we're telling you it's going to rain all day long. So right now, little light sprinkles, but as the morning continues, it's going to increase the rain. The rain is going to increase. So be careful out there as you head out for lunch and as you head home this afternoon because that rain is coming. All right, the rain is coming. And rain, we want y'all to come on in and let us know and answer our Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD, which is what today, Burp?
That question is, which rapper do you think will have a big 2020?
What rapper?
No matter who you think, what rapper do you think will have a big 2020? I said Roddy Ricch,
yeah.
As far as male rappers and female rappers, I think Cardi is going to come back stupid strong.
I think we're going to get a new female rapper out of the Carolinas, too, that's going to, you know what I mean, that's going to test something down.
You know, with the big wave of female rappers that came last year, Cardi B still had the highest streaming rap album of 2019, but her album dropped in 2018.
Yeah.
That's the huge impact that she had on the game. That's why I think 2020, she gonna drop a bomb.
Yeah.
Drop a bomb on him. I love her little ratchet stuff.
I think Charlotte's on the baby is going to continue to do what he's doing. He's going to have a big 2020 along with Rod Wave. I think Rod Wave is going to get himself together. See, a lot of people don't know like what go on the back end and stuff, but I think Rod Wave, he's killing the game right now. Like,
ain't nothing going on in his back end.
Murphy still, hey, stop hating on that man, Murphy.
Nah, I don't like that. Not only did he cuss me out, he retweeted what I tweeted and then commented on top of that. That's disrespectful.
Murphy, let it go, man.
Disrespectful.
Let it go, man. He only 17, 18, man.
He is?
Yeah, he only like 17, 18.
Stupidity comes in all phone.
But you got to allow him some leeway because he's so young.
No, I don't have to allow him nothing.
Well, you just mad because he cussed you out.
He did. He cussed me out. And I don't appreciate it at all.
Hey, man, how do they tap in on the question?
Y'all can tap in on our Instagram pages. You can get me at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word. Or you can get Larry at I Am No Limit Larry. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
We'll play your responses back at 9:20, so get them in. Coming up, we got your Madhouse throwback classic of the morning, the Charlotte's Plug.
The only hip-hop morning show is...
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
Pod 88 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B, Young Thugger Gunna, right there with Travis Scott. It's called Hot. It's the remix. Hot today is going to be right near 67 degrees, 47 on your way out the house right now. Wet streets out there this morning, and the rain is going to increase all day long. Be with us all day, all the way until tomorrow afternoon. So, yep, you need a raincoat. Yep, you need an umbrella on the way out the door right now. And yeah, we're going to hook y'all up with some tickets. $2 Fridays is going down tonight, the first Friday of the new year. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, all the way in the building. We're going to be live up in it. We're going to be live up in it.
Hey.
We're going to be live up in it.
Okay.
We're going to be live up in it.
Okay.
We're going to... Yeah, so we're going to be live up in it tonight, man. $2 Fridays at the White House, 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. And you know, usually on Friday, we have cheerleaders in the building, right?
This is true.
So we don't have no cheerleaders today. So if you want to win these tickets, you got to do a 2020 cheer. You got to do a cheer for 2020.
To get tickets to the White House?
Yep.
Oh, I want to hear this.
You got to do a 2020 cheer for these tickets for the White House. First caller through that.
You got to do a cheer.
Break it down. Break it down.
You got to do a cheer.
Okay.
You, cheer.
Hey.
You got to do that, a cheer.
Put some 2020 in it. Put some 2020 in it. 7 on WPG. You got to do a cheer about 2020 and your 2020 goals. If you can pull it off, you got these tickets to pot out of here.
No limit, lyric.
Pot out of here, WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. L-O, short of L-O right there. But they know in Illo, in Illinois, they know. That they know in Illinois.
They know something.
Me and Burby gonna syndicate from
there. Yeah,
hey man, story just dropped. story just dropped this morning that in Illinois, well, which is Illinois, they just passed
Illinois.
No S. Then shut up. But they just passed the marijuana law where they could actually distribute marijuana legally now, and on the first day. The first day that they opened their dispensary, lying down the block, lying around the corner, in one day, they reported in the state that they made $3.2 million in one day.
One day.
In marijuana sales in one day. So let me see. 3.2 times 7 carried one. So if you do 7 days, making about $3.2 million, you're going to make about $22 million in a week.
7 days.
$22 million in a week.
Perfect.
Let's go.
All right.
$22 million.
Gas up the jet.
$22 million in a week. marijuana. It is now legal in Illinois.
Illinois. Yep. Recreation.
Recreational use of marijuana is now legal in Illinois.
2020.
So just in time for the All Star game,
yeah,
which is going to be in Chicago.
Just so happened
they passed a law at the beginning of the year. They opened the dispensary January 2nd, and in one day they sold $3.2 million worth of marijuana.
$3.2 million
in one day.
Million.
Hell out of what we gonna do.
I mean,
in the Bible Belt. They ain't fast enough to catch up to what's going on.
Well, you know what? You know what they're talking about. They're talking about making it a federal law where it's legal all across the United States.
Right. They need to, because these southern states ain't gonna catch on to it.
Some of them have already, you know, began to.
Atlanta dabbled in it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's like stipulations around it.
Yeah. But I'm when you see a state make $3.2 million in one day, it's like, oh.
Come on, man. You should have known something like that was going to happen. Legal weed? Think about all the people you know that smoke weed, Larry. Now all the people you don't know that smoke weed can get it legally and not be shamed by it?
Mm. And then the governor also pardoned some of the marijuana convictions. What was it, like 11,000 in one day?
11,017 to be exact.
Yeah, 11,000 people got to go home because of marijuana convictions also in Illinois. So, hey.
2020, we going to legalize marijuana.
Coming up, man, we're going to let y'all shine. Y'all know how it goes down inside the madhouse.
This is WPEG Concord Charlotte.
Another Larry, the morning man, how Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's time to let y'all shine. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world. Let's get to it.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on. You know we gon' make it.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
Good morning. I'm letting the light shine on my cousin, Carlos, his birthday, and all everybody else. Like Bim.
Like Bim. Get in there. Get in there. Power 98, good morning. You letting that light shine?
Good morning. No Limit, I want to give a shout out to the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte for you guys coming to Kannapolis and Concord today. To help us out and make a difference in our community.
You better shout them out, girl.
All right, man, I want to send a shine out to my boy Three, man. Man, had a little trouble, was in ICU for about a week. Got out yesterday, man, so shout out to him, man. Go on and get back to yourself, boy. Do your thing, boy, and get back to shining, man. Shout out to my boy Three. And I want to send a big, big shout out to my big dog, Mr. Sammo Foe. This said he dropping that brand new album. What's the name of the album, sir?
Forever Real, baby.
Forever Real, dropping January 21st.
Man, 21st.
There it is, man. Shout out to Mr. Sammo Foe. Keep doing your thing, big dog.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
And a shout out to me, man. My birthday Sunday. It's going down.
I hate
your guts.
Now, happy birthday, Burpee. Coming up, we got your Nose and Neighbor News on the way.
No limit,
hit his no cap, no cap, no cap.
717, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Your Nose and Neighbor News is on the way. But right about now, all these journalists, they had to apologize. They had to apologize for what they said about Jay-Z and Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy. A journalist said, I have a feeling that Jay-Z face jeans are about...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That really hit Blue Ivy, and I feel sorry for her. And another journalist chimed in on Twitter and said, they haven't already? And she said, you're right, but she's lucky. If it happens now, she'll grow out of it and get the ugly duckling phase done early. Boy, listen, when I tell you that the Beehive came for her, they came for her, and boy, she was called a whole slew of things like old racist and a whole lot of other things, and very distasteful. But she has come back and since apologized. Of course, she's apologized. But we'll see how that play out for her. You gotta leave people kids alone, man. You can't really talk about kids, whether it's celebrity kids or just everyday people kids. Leave people kids alone. We got more details on that. And of course, we got Nosy Neighbor News on the way. We got details about the baby. Kelly Rowland is up to some. And Burpee, what you got over there?
Over here talking about Kevin Hart and his wife, who they were out spotted out with. And Jeezy. Jeezy did something real big for his boo, Jeannie Mae.
Oh, you already know how Young put it down.
No, actually, I don't.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
You always got to make it. You always got to do that, huh? You always got to do that. Rick Ross, man, we're going to take it to the MIAO, man. We hustling. Pot out of
here.
Power 98 WPEG. Normally Jessica does the Nosy Neighbor News around this time, but me and Larry are going to hold it down while she is out, and it's being brought to you by the Cheesecake Carousel. If you need authentic New York cheesecake, then you can go to the corner of Trade and Tryon. It's Cheesecake Carousel. You can choose from many cake flavors like cookies and cream, red velvet, and many more. Cheesecake is our world. Quality is their passion.
All right, man. You know, we started off in Nosy Neighbor News. You probably heard by now, you've seen it circulating around on Instagram. The baby, the Carolina zone, Charlotte zone, the baby was detained and questioned in Miami. What TMZ is calling behind a robbery. Allegedly, TMZ said that the baby was caught in a video. Well, not even the baby, but him and his entourage was caught in a video in an apparent robbery of a promoter. They haven't said why they think these guys robbed the promoter, but they did say that he was detained by Miami police and questioned. We don't have any new details on it besides that is what we heard, and that is what they say is going on in Miami right now.
All right, and Jeezy.
Yay!
Jeezy's in out here in these streets.
What up,
his
young?
Boo's birthday was yesterday. Jeannie Mae.
Yeah.
And he was singing happy birthday, and he stopped. He said, nah, I'm from the trap. I don't sing. I can't sing. So he said, I got somebody that can sing happy birthday for you, though.
Okay,
and he brought out Tevin Campbell.
Okay.
He brought out Tevin Campbell to sing happy birthday for Jeannie, and she lost it. She was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did this for me. Oh, my God. And that was such a good thing that he did for his book.
That's what's up,
look,
man.
Look like they're going strong.
Yeah, yeah. Young, you know, he usually don't put his relationships out there, but he's full-fledged with this one, and he's putting it all the way out there. And speaking of Tevin Campbell, you know, me and Tevin Campbell got the same birthday, November 12th, so shout out to him. Kelly Rowland. Kelly Rowland is doing something, baby. She's got the Fabletics that's dropping. What is the Fabletics? This is her new athletic wear that she's already dropped one. She's dropped one division of this. Now this is her second edition of this. So shout out to all the ladies, man. Supporting my boo, Kelly Rowland.
Hey, boy, this song do something to you right here.
What, that motivation?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the big thing. Okay, but we talking about her Fabletics line.
Oh, her Fabletics.
Buy your wife some or something.
Okay, I'm going to do something.
Okay.
All right. Kevin Hart was spotted out in Aspen, Colorado. He's been out more often now ever since he's been up moving about since he hurt his back in that car accident last year. He was out in Aspen, Colorado on the slopes with his wife, and they had some guests with them. Quavo and Sweetie were seen with them. They all took a picture together. They were all on vacation in Aspen, Colorado on the slopes. Do black people actually go skiing when they go to Colorado?
Well, you know they got the whole black ski thing to be going on.
But do they actually go skiing?
They got the whole black ski thing to be going on.
That ain't what, boy. Do they get on the slopes?
They got the whole black. You know, I ain't been out there, so I can't tell you.
You know, black people do a lot of stuff for the gram.
Yeah, for the gram. We be stunting for the gram. We just go out there to put on the ski gear and take pictures.
A whole ski outfit.
To take pictures, that's it.
A whole ski uniform.
We're going to go stand in the snow with the glasses and the little pole thing and the whole little coat and the gloves on just to take a picture.
Exactly.
We went down that damn slope. You got them songs of the decade over there,
too. Yeah, the songs of the decade dropped, man. They had the top R&B hip-hop songs. Songs of the decade. Number one hip hop song of the decade. I can't believe this. Thrift Shop by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring Wands. But the top 100 song of the decade, y'all hear it in the background, Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars. I can see that.
I ain't mad at that.
But you know what wasn't on the list?
What?
Old Town Road.
Now that should have been on there. It was on the number one for like 23 weeks.
Yeah, it broke all the records. Top R&B hip hop songs of the decade, and that song isn't on there. Yeah. It's nowhere on there. Number two was Bruno Mars. That's What I Like for hip hop R&B.
Bruno had two back to back.
That was for hip hop R&B.
Wow.
Number three was Robin Thicke and Pharrell Blurred Lines. Post Malone Sunflower number four. The Hills Weekend number five. Rockstar Post Malone number six. One Dance Drake. Sicko Mode, Travis Scott, 8. 9, Happy, Pharrell, 10, God's Plan, Drake.
Okay.
Post Malone on here twice?
Yeah.
Post Malone is on the top of R&B and hip-hop twice.
And Bruno Mars.
And I can take Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I can take Bruno.
But Bruno Old Town Road not on there?
Yeah, Old Town Road.
Stop playing with me right now. Stop playing with me.
What's the celebrity birthday today?
Shout out to Mimi Faust. It's her birthday.
Hey, baby.
Shower Rod, Mimi. Lloyd. Pretty Hal Lloyd and Angela Yee. It's all their birthdays today, man.
Angela Yee with that lip service. Yeah. Hey, Yee.
That's all we got. That's all the streets are talking about right now, man.
Larry Madden has been brought to you by $2 Fridays tonight, baby, going down at the White House. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, bringing it in live at the White House. You already know the first Friday of the new year is going to be going down 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. You know, so step on in the building with myself and DJ Butterfingers. All right, today, Larry is mad at the police. Not in Charlotte, not the CMPD, but the police in Florida. And no, not the ones in Miami that detained the baby, but the ones in Florida, in Orlando, that ran into this old lady house. She's 70 years old. The day after Christmas, they were looking for her grandson. He wasn't even in there. They come in there. She just celebrated her birthday. You know what I mean? So she's, you know, she's 70. She, you know, she's had a great birthday celebration. Then she get a boom, 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 knock at the door. It's 20 police officers. They run in there and they tase grandma. But they don't tase grandma, baby. They tase grandma. Why, police, do y'all have to tase a 70-year-old lady? Why? Why you gotta tase a 70-year-old grandmama? Why? They said that they was looking for a grandson. They had a warrant and that she wouldn't let him in. But then when she let him in, as soon as they come in the house, they kick the door in. And then next thing you know, she's on the floor getting held down. It's 20 of y'all. What can a old 70-year-old lady do to 20 police officers?
Nothing.
And y'all got to pull out a taser, and taser not one time, not two times, but three times. You right, DJ Shaw. They could have just pushed it down and just held it down. Y'all got to tase the old lady and then say she was unruly and resisting arrest. I ain't going to stand for it in 2020. I'm going to do something, baby. I'm going to do something.
These cops ain't going to be satisfied if somebody fight back.
I'm going to do something. You got to tase an old 70-year-old lady? Come on, man. When y'all got back to the precinct, y'all chief should have been taking y'all badges as soon as y'all walked in. We got to tase a 70-year-old black lady. What are y'all training? First of all, Orlando's supposed to be the happiest place on earth because it's the home of Mickey Mouse.
It was in the hood.
They got a hood in Orlando?
Yeah, they got a hood.
I ain't never seen it. I've been there 300 times. I ain't never seen it in Orlando.
You've been to Mickey Mouse territory 300 times.
I'm going to find next time I go to Orlando. I'm going back real soon. No. I'm going to find a hood in Orlando.
Stay away from that.
You don't want to do it like that?
It ain't what you want.
I'll do what I want, y'all.
No, it ain't.
Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I don't know. They got a 70-year-old grandma that can resist the rest. You might. I might not want to go.
Don't live it. Live it.
Why not? Another Larry the Water Madhouse. Charlotte's Blood for new hip-hop and R&B. You know what time it is. Coming up inside the Madhouse, we caught up with the producer of Surviving R. Kelly, Jesse Daniels. Woo! You don't want to miss this interview. But right about now, let's get Burpee Stouts.
All right, Larry.
What up, man?
Sharp.
Yo.
Incogbottom. It's 2020. Things got to change in 2020.
Got to change.
And you know what I think one of the changes need to be?
What it is?
911 need to have options.
Depending on who
calling and what you calling for, 911 need to have options. You dial 911, you hit option one. Just in case it's Barbecue Becky or Lemonade Linda, all them, you know, them little white ladies that was calling the cops on everybody. Wherever you are, wherever your cell phone tower is pinging off of, that's the kind of officer they need to send. If you call it from Ballantyne, they need to send Officer Connor Schwartz.
Not Connor Schwartz.
They should send Connor Schwartz down that way so he can help with that community.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hit option two because your cell phone is pinging off of Beatty Ford Road, they need to send Officer Wendell Jenkins down there so he can help in that community because Connor Schwartz ain't going to get along with the people down there. Now, if you call 911 and you hit option three and they answer the phone, they say, hola, welcome to Nueve Uno Uno. Just go ahead and hang up because you might not be able to tell who you get because Officer Juan Martinez might not be able to help you.
Oh, that's dirty.
That's not dirty. I call from Bates Ford Road and I hit option three on accident, how is that dirty, Larry? Because Juan Martinez don't know what I'm saying. That's not right. that's just like Connor Schwartz.
That's dirty, dog. That's
he don't
dirty.
Know what's going on. That's he dirty. Might run up in the house and tase people on accident like they did in Florida, Larry. You got to call the right people. 911 needs options, Larry. Now, you got to get the right person on the opposite end of the phone also. 911. Because you can't have regular old Billy answer the phone asking all these questions to Tyrone. You can't do that. Make sure you get it right. 911 need options in 2020.
And those for Burpee Stouts. Think about it!
No cap.
Larry the Morning Man out. Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Got your nose and neighbor news quickie right now. Hey, a lot of y'all are waiting on this Madam C.J. Walker documentary / movie coming out. Netflix has put a date on it. They put a date on it, like Yo Gotti say. It will be dropping March the 20th. You know, she's the first African-American female self-made billionaire. And Netflix is dropping the life. It's called Self-Made, inspired by the life of Madam C.J. Walker, and it's dropping March 20th on Netflix. And news from Netflix, all y'all watch that series Raising Dion?
I started watching it. I couldn't get into it, though.
Man, my wife and them watch just religiously, her and my daughter.
But really?
Yeah, they love it.
I can see kids watching it.
They watch it together, but they just said on Netflix that they're getting a second season.
Really?
Yeah, so shout out to them. All right, coming up inside the Madhouse, you know we got your weekend haps, and we talking to the man behind the R. Kelly, Surviving R. Kelly documentary, Jesse Daniels.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie! Lucha going to do it all night long with Trey Songz, Pi 98.
Think it's a game.
Nothing but Larry the Water Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's the first weekend of the new year, baby.
Hey,
kick it
hey,
off tonight with myself and DJ Butterfingers. We're gonna be live at the White House 10 to midnight. You know how we do it. It's the first Friday of the new year. We're kicking it off. And then tomorrow night, Butter gonna be at the Monarch Room doing it real big. You already know. But hey, this weekend about to be ape taking because then on Sunday, Burpee, you got your big game night.
My birthday is Sunday, and we got my game night going down Sunday at the Comedy Zone. Go to my Instagram to see what's happening on that day. And y'all know the movies that's coming out this month. This weekend. This weekend. Grudge. They making a new Grudge movie.
Yeah.
Remember the first one?
Yeah.
With, I forgot her name, but the lady when the thing grabbed her hair while she was in the shower.
Yeah.
They're making a new one. That dropped today, and that's really all that's important as far as movies.
Yeah, everybody's waiting on
Bad Boys for Life.
Two Fridays from now when that Bad Boy for Life.
Bad Boys for Life.
That Bad Boy 3 drop.
Right.
Sean, what we doing on the music scene, big dog?
Bro, you know what time it is. We gonna hit 485 in the rain and drive real slow and puff some of that CBD. We don't have too much music coming out today. A lot of music came out over the holiday.
Yeah.
But we do got Travis Scott, Jack Boys.
Okay.
Dropped last night, and that's about it for this
I can
weekend.
Tell you something else you can pick up if you didn't notice the dropped over the holidays. Boosie dropped like 3 albums. Boosie Badass is riding.
Larry.
Boosie Badass. Y'all can say what y'all want. Y'all can
I ain't
say
nothing, Larry.
And you laughing.
Damn,
you free
why you put me in?
Because you free laughing. But Larry. I'm free laughing. Listen, y'all can say what you want. That Boosie, he dropped, I think, the last week of December. And that Gucci Man, East Atlanta Santa, he dropped that too. That was dope too.
Larry.
In case
we,
you missed it.
We covered that.
Boosie went wood on his last album.
That was the one before. He dropped 3 more after that one.
Because he went wood.
But this one right here, okay. All right.
If I don't hear nothing in the club this weekend, I'm not listening to it.
You know Butter don't be wanting to play no new stuff.
What?
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
Precious.
What up, Precious?
Precious, what up?
I'm Nattin', rolling down the highway.
All right, Precious, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you get 2 of the 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What?
Kick it off, Burp.
All right, first question. We were talking to the executive producer from Survivor, R. Kelly, so I want to ask you, R. Kelly's mind was telling him no, but his body was telling him yes. So he didn't see nothing wrong with doing what?
Bumping and grinding.
Okay. I'm seeing if you're still listening.
So since you want to do R. Kelly, that's what you want to do?
We R. Kelly in the day,
That's
baby.
What you want to do?
We R. Kelly in it today.
All right. Since you want to do something R. Kelly, tell me the name of 3 R. Kelly albums.
Honey Love. Well Play. Go Half on a Baby.
I said albums, not songs, baby. I said albums.
You said albums.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got 12 plays.
Okay.
Chocolate Factory,
yep.
I got a 3rd question there.
I don't know.
I got a 3rd one. Ooh, can I ask my 3rd one?
All right, if you get this 3rd and final question correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we getting that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What you got for a burger?
R. Kelly came out with a series of songs, and they had 37 damn chapters. What was the name of them 37 chapters?
Oh, that's Trapped in the Closet.
You got it, baby. You got it.
It was Trapped in the Closet. You right.
Remember that, when he first dropped that, though,
the first four was hot.
The first 9 was hot.
Okay. Like 6.
He coming to the closet.
And then it just got out of control. Oh, sorry.
What you got, Murphy?
You want passes to go see the movie Just Mercy. It's the advanced screening that we're showing, starring Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan, is going down this Monday. Tell everybody what stage with you, baby.
Power 98.
Don't
let me live. Holler at your folks when you have to say. It go down in the
deal. Madhouse question of the day. Who do you think will have a big 2020? Which rapper do you think will have a huge 2020?
And I said Charlotte's own the baby, the baby, the baby going to continue to kill the game, and he's going to have a big 2020, as well as I think Rod Wave as well.
I said Roddy Rich, and on the female side, I said Cardi is going to have a big, not necessarily a comeback, but she's going to have an even bigger year.
Big shout out to Boot Sam. He said he think Trippie Redd going to have a big year this year. Quite possible. Quite possible for Trippie Redd to do his thing. Pretty Nice said, you know, Charlotte's on the baby going to do his thing. And Rodney said he think it's going to be another big year for Megan Thee Stallion.
I don't know. Megan had a big year.
She did have a big year.
What's she going to talk about this year?
Maybe it's just me, but was it not like with her coming up with Hot Girl Summer and all that? Was it not almost kind of disappointing a little bit, especially with the Hot Girl Summer song? Like that song didn't do as big as people thought it was gonna be.
It was all right though. It wasn't a flop. The song
wasn't a flop. It just wasn't as huge as people thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, but it was good. I mean, but she had so much other stuff though.
She had a great year. I'm not taking away from the great year that she had, but
I hope she has
a great year.
Yeah.
Let me say that since I'm always hating.
Yeah, you are always hating. But I think she's built up enough following in this past year in 2019 that it's going to continue to snowball in the right way. And then she's going to continue to do what she's doing. The Meganese. They ain't stopped saying that yet. I need the Meganese. I can get me blah, 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 blah. So we'll see. All right, make sure y'all comment on the Madhouse question of the day each and every morning. We drop it at 6:05 and we play responses back at 9:20. Coming up, we got your Nosy Neighbor News Recap.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.